8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. It's a welcome to the studio to Sarah O'Reilly, who is the curator of the studio at the gallery at the studios at the Lifestyle Center. Very, very lovely gallery, and it's been relatively recently refurbished, expanded, enlarged. Now you can do wonderful things beyond just the display of art. And I thought it would be quite fun if we could touch on that, Sarah, because we missed you last week. It was the opportunity to chat about the first Thursday, but you didn't need to, because it was so busy. It was crazy, crazy busy. So that's good to know that it's so popular. But I think the work that you're doing at the studios, and particularly at the gallery, is the kind of hub that holds it all together.
Thank you.
Now you're doing some very interactive stuff.
Yes.
It's not just the figure drawings that expand from there, which is very popular, but now you're bringing in other activities. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So just on the back of what you were saying there, I think it's really wonderful to see, you know, historically it was often the exhibition launches that were the very popular first Thursday evenings. But now, as you saw last week, every first Thursday is packed. It's such an amazing community moment. I think it's a really wonderful space, and I don't know that there are that many of these kinds of things where it's not limited maybe to an estate or to a specific space, where everyone is welcome. You don't pay to come. You know, it's really an amazing community space to come to. So we've loved just building that momentum. But in terms of the gallery, we're wanting to bring different elements of art and creative expression together. So we have partnered with private chef Belito, Caitlin Porthita, who is an amazing chef. And then we've been partnering with wine farms. And we have been hosting, so I say as it's only been two, but fine dining experiences within the gallery space. So that is a dinner where we have a beautiful table set within the gallery. So you sit amongst the art, you are fed the most incredible fine dining level food. So it's five courses paired with wines, and you hear from Caitlin, you hear from the wine farm representative, and you hear a bit about the art. So it's a beautiful just coming together moment of different sort of,
it sounds extraordinary,
playing with the senses.
How does one get to crack an invitation, or how do you book for this thing?
So it is limited that we only take about 30 people, because obviously the space is small, and Caitlin's incredible. We are using the Coffee Lab
kitchen
to be preparing part of the food, so you know, it can only take so many, but also we want it to be an intimate experience. So we do post it onto our social media, and we do advertise. We have a broadcast list through the gallery. And so, yeah, that's how we've done it so far. And then kind of just word of mouth as well.
And how's it been received?
Amazingly. Yeah, we've filled up both pretty quickly. And are just really excited to see where it goes. And I think it's just a wonderful moment where you're bringing, you know, people who are passionate about the different elements, whether you're passionate about delicious food, whether you're passionate about that specific wine farm, whether you're passionate about art, and you're bringing people who are passionate together. And we seat it like a family table. So you are seated next to people you have not met, or you can come as a big group, you know, and it's just a lovely moment to just have this kind of close-knit interaction.
So that's the one activity that is really super.
Yes.
And you also mentioned before we came on air that you're going to be looking at a fashion show.
Yes. So we obviously last year hosted the collection by Disco Dawn and Suchi, which was so well received. And it's just really elevated the first Thursday night as well. So for the June exhibition, which is titled Taking Flight, which was inspired by the barn swallows that migrate and that we all love in our area. And, you know, go to Mount Moreland to see and experience and that. And so it was inspired by that, but looking at this idea of movement, migration, whether natural or forced. And so through that, we have connected with an amazing fashion designer who, her name is Esther, and she has the Esther Collection. And we will be showcasing a range of her work. She is originally from the DRC and came to South Africa as a refugee. And she has made this business and creates these incredible pieces. And we're going to have a fashion show of this amazing clothing that she makes.
And when is that going to be?
So that will be first Thursdays in June. So that's the 4th of June. So 4th of June, we launch the new exhibition and we will be...
That's when the fashion show
is. That will be when the fashion
show is. And the fine dining?
The fine dining. So those we generally plan around the theme as well. They aren't every exhibition.
So just watch.
You kind of just have to...
Watch the space.
Yes. So the next one, though, it is... We have pinned down. It will be on the 10th of June. We haven't put out an ad or anything for it, so this is the first announcement of it.
So spread the word.
Spread the word, and yeah, and if you're interested, just pop the gallery a message or pop in, and yeah, that will be the next fine dining experience.
Super. And what's on at the moment at the galleries? The Roots exhibition.
Yes. So currently we still have our Rooted exhibition, which has been incredibly well received and. Just some really beautiful pieces, and yeah, it's been really, really exciting. So we've got 2 weeks left of that, I think, approximately 2 to 3 weeks left of that. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you pop in. And yeah, so we're going to go from being rooted to taking flight.
There it is. Never standing still for a moment. No. Sarah O'Reilly. She looks after beautiful things at the gallery at the studios. Pop along and support the gallery. It's a wonderful space featuring many local artists. And I think that there is, it's fair to say, some extraordinarily good value for money works available. At the gallery at the studio. So go along and enjoy what the best of the best has to offer at the Lifestyle Center and walk away with a treasure.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up again in the fullness of time for another conversation with Sarah. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And the morning show continues.